I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be.
Oh, gosh. And they've got to be organized in order to have a happy, healthy home, don't you think, Marjorie?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this week we were talking with Danny Bruflot, who is the creator of timeishoney.com. Time is honey. It's just so cute. And she created something called the Daily Page, which is this fabulous organizational tool, and it just helps you look at life one day at a time. So our conversation with her was so wonderful, and that got me thinking about other sort of organizational little life hacks that make us feel like our day is a little bit more in control and efficient. Efficiency is very important, Marjorie.
Efficiency is so important yes. to you. I love this. You're a good influence on me.
So I have a couple things. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so shout out to Danny's Daily Page again. It's the Daily Page. She just launched this new spiral-bound notebook that I will be ordering. I have like the notepad where you tear off a sheet. And when I recommended this in The Nest a few weeks ago, people loved it. And Danny was getting all these orders and she was like, what is this? Where are these coming from?
Oh, that's great.
I know you all mobilized. So then she launched the new one, which is the spiral bound that I will be getting as well. But there are a couple of other things that have really made me feel more organized and like I have a better handle on where things are and my house running better. And number one are these white bins from IKEA. So Marjorie, they come in a couple of different sizes. What they are is they don't have a lid. They have two handles and they're really sleek and sort of Scandinavian looking, which is great. Speaking of Danny, who lives in Copenhagen. And I use them in my pantry. I use them in my bathroom. So one thing that I've learned is that instead of just having like toilet paper shoved under the sink. Mm-hmm. For me, it's really helpful to have it in its own vessel. That means that it just sits. So I've got these bins. I will stack up toilet paper in them. One of them, I have my hair products in them. And then in the pantry, I use them for hot sauces. I'll have one for hot sauces. I have one for legumes. I have one for rice. In that bin goes the jars or the bags or the boxes of whatever it is. And it's been a game changer when you combine it with my other love, which is the label maker.
Well, let me go back to the bins real quickly because I have two things from IKEA. Those little white sleek bins that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I love those as well. We have a spinning spice rack, you know, an upper cabinet spinner spice rack. You know what I'm talking about, where it's like a Lazy Susan, but
yes.
behind a cabinet.
Yep.
Well, what happens is for a lot of people is you just shove all your spices in there and it's hard to find anything. I have the white bins in there. So all of like the spices for dessert, so nutmeg and cinnamon and everything will be in one of those white ones. And then so each of the spices, the categories, so you can just pull down the bin when you're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those little white bins are all over my house. And then the other thing that I have from IKEA, which is what I thought you were talking about, are just these clear, bigger bins. And everything we store is in a clear, bigger bin from IKEA.
Yes. It's got to be clear.
When we moved, I didn't buy moving boxes. Almost everything was packed in those kinds of bins except books because books are too heavy.
Yeah.
But it was great because once we moved here, I could see everything. And then the stuff that didn't need to be unpacked just stayed in those bins. So it kept me super organized when I left. And I have about probably 35 of those in my garage, which I need to go through. But they're all it's all clear and I know what's in there.
You know what's in it. The little ones that I'm talking about are called the IKEA Varira. So it's V-A-R-I-E-R-A.
They're great.
Yeah, the Varira Convenient Kitchen Open Storage Box. They come in high gloss white.
Which I love.
A couple of different sizes and they're under $10 and they're really great. And then I combine it with the label maker, Marjorie. So I went total nerd mode a few years ago and got a label maker, and mainly because I needed to start labeling stuff for my kids when they were going to daycare. And then I found all these other uses for it. So like I label those bins.
That's great.
Hot sauce is labeled hot sauce. It's not just looking at the hot sauce. But the other thing, Marjorie, that was a full game changer was when you pull out the drawers to my children's dresser, I labeled on just the edge of the drawer, I labeled shorts, then pants, then shirts. And then it was a total revelation for my husband because he was able to go, oh my gosh, I know where all this stuff is. I can not only get her dressed, but I can put stuff away.
Instead, the right place?
Because before I just had it all piled in everywhere and I was digging through to find a pair of shorts or a pair of pants. It was ridiculous. Right. But labeling it, even just creating a place is one thing. Labeling it and naming it takes it to the next level. It does.
Well, here's what's great about that with having kids. I never did that, but I love this, is one, it helps them to read. You know, so they're learning to read.
Yes.
And then two, the cool thing is you're teaching them without telling them that everything has its place.
Yes.
That's brilliant. I know. I love that. And I kind of want one, and it's just me.
You can
get
a label
maker. I'd be just labeling
it
for me.
I have an Epson one, and it was like $30, and it's just a joy. Every time you push print and a new label comes out, it feels like a little rainbow.
That's wonderful. Well, I have two things that I love through life that I've always tried to have. The first thing is a pantry. I love a pantry.
Yeah.
And if in any way you can carve out one in a kitchen that's already been created, I love a space that holds lots of stuff in categories. Just a good old-fashioned pantry. And I know you're designing a kitchen, or if you're out there, if anybody's building a kitchen, it's a, for me, I love having space to have a lot of things in one place. So a pantry. That's always been an organizational tool for me.
You know, my mom didn't have space for an actual pantry when she did a kitchen renovation. And so she bought IKEA pieces and turned them into a pantry.
Yep.
I mean, you can do like a not a super deep IKEA wardrobe kind of a thing and use it as a pantry. You can create
which
it.
Which is, you can create it no matter what. What I did in my kitchen in St. Paul, we had a fairly small kitchen. There was a broom closet. I just turned that broom closet into, I changed it up a little bit, changed the shelving in it, and made that my pantry.
So good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then the other thing is a little thing that I really use for work. I have to stay organized, just like you, Elizabeth. We both work in television, so I'm usually out shooting stories or I'm writing a story. I use those good old-fashioned composition books. They're sort of black and white.
Yeah.
So all of my stories are usually, I have many of those. I keep them running for what I keep them for. I'll have a composition book per episode.
Oh.
So if I'm working on an episode, I know that everything for episode 101 for a show that I'm working on is all in this composition book. Because I'm always taking lots of notes. I'm taking, you know, I've got contacts. I've got, it just, it helps me. I probably could do that digitally, but it's very old school and I like it. So I've always used that sort of thing. But I like the composition books because they all look the same.
I know.
It's kind of, it just, it feels neat and organized.
And it's
so that's
the classic
my other
kind of like black and white look that I love too.
Yeah, that's me too.
Really good stuff, Marjorie. Okay, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts. We read all of them and they really do matter.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
I have to go label something.